Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lyle and Young way back there. Lyle can't get to it, and it's gone.
Soroka delivers, swing, and a drive to deep right center field. Young going back, looking up. It's going, and gone. Goodbye. So here is Henry to deliver, and a swing, and a long drive to left. Down the line it goes. It is going, and gone. Goodbye. And now the pitch, swing, and a long drive to right field. This one way back. Lyle to the warning track of the wall, looking up. And it's gone. A home run for Ryan McMahon. Swing by Tolia to drive to deep right, sending Lyle back, way back, warning track, and hits the top of the fence and goes over into the Nationals bullpen. Michael Tolia has hit his second home run of the night. Here's a swing and a drive to deep right by Hilliard. Way back, going, and long gone into the second deck. To the left of the bullpen.
Salazar's first pitch to Mickey Moniak is cracked in the air to deep left field. James Wood back on the go. Warning track at the wall, and it's gone.
Yeah, that was not good last night. Colorado hit 7 home runs at Nats Park. That ties a Rockies franchise record for home runs in a game. They beat the Nats 10-6. The Nats have now lost 10 games in a row, the last 5 of which have come against the worst team in baseball, Colorado, and the third worst team in the National League, the Miami Marlins. Good morning, everybody. Max is here with me. Chris Russell's going to join the show in about 40 minutes to talk about the Florida Panthers winning the Stanley Cup last night, their second straight title. He'll try to put it in terms that non-hockey people like me can understand. Is this a dynasty that we are witnessing? Grant Paulson will join us at 12, and we'll talk Nats and Skins and a little bit more. Mike Rizzo was on last hour with the Junkies. And Max has cut up some of that sound for us. He talked about Davey Martinez's current situation as manager. We'll play some of that here coming up shortly. But I wanted to start the show, and I know that there's an emerging Nat story here, and we had a Stanley Cup win. But I read this right before the show started, and I wanted to read it. It comes from Denver Dan. Denver Dan writes, "Kevin, never called, never written, but I listen. And I know you've been a big John Elway fan over the years. I've been surprised that Elway isn't the comparison you've used for Jaden Daniels. In style, they are as close as any past-present QB comparison I could make. Same height, almost same weight. Unreal combinations of on-schedule and off-schedule quarterbacking. Their playmaking ability as passers and runners are identical. Clutch gene present at the highest level in both guys. Both are smart with great work ethic. Daniels is today's Elway. Your thoughts?" Thank you for that, Denver Dan. I love this, and I love these kinds of conversations, which we can have this time of year. And you're right. there is a really good comp to be made between Elway and Jaden Daniels. So many similarities between the two. But I think I'm going to beg to differ a bit. I have talked about Elway as a comp, you know, before the draft in 2024, after the draft, during the season. Now, it's not been the only person I've referenced, but Elway has come up for me in terms of comping Jaden to a pass quarterback. Steve Young's come up, Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, Randall Cunningham, even Patrick Mahomes from today's quarterbacks, along with Lamar. You know, I know I've definitely comped him at times to Randall Cunningham, even though I've specifically said that their throwing motions were completely different. Randall had a big windup to his throw. That's not what Jaden has at all. But the Elway comp is a good one. The only thing I would say, Denver Dan, is there are differences. It's not, you know, a complete, you know, identical, it's the same guy that we watched in the 80s, you know, in 90s, you know, into the, I guess, early 2000s. When did he retire? Did Elway retired after the second Super Bowl, which would have been the 98 Super Bowl. So he did not make it into this century as a quarterback. The differences between Elway and Jaden are, first of all, Elway had a bigger arm. John Elway and Dan Marino had two of the biggest arms of the era and two of the biggest arms of all time. You know, it doesn't matter that Jaden's arm isn't, you know, a rifle because he's got plenty of strength and he can make every single throw. But Elway, on the run, could throw the ball 80 yards. Like, he, Mahomes is today's Elway in terms of arm strength. Jaden is different. Elway had a much bigger arm. I think Denver Dan, it sounds like you're a Broncos fan, would agree that Elway's arm was all time. You know, Rodgers, Marino, Elway, Mahomes. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few. But in terms of just arm strength, and I'm not talking about Jeff George arm strength. I'm talking about you're able to hit the receiver with the arm strength. That was a big difference between Elway and Jaden. And Elway was just a different build physically. Yeah, they are essentially the same height and almost the same weight. Elway was a little bit heavier, but Elway had a stronger build. He was a big, strong dude at 6'3", 6'4". You know, and he as a runner certainly could outrun people and he could be elusive in the open field, but he could also run you over. You know, Jaden as a runner, though, is more explosive than Elway ever was. I mean, Jaden can take it 80, you know, and no one, and just, you know, once he gets to 50 yards, he's got everybody behind him and he can jog it in from there. Elway didn't have that kind of speed or explosiveness, although he was a great runner. I think Elway, if he had been a quarterback in today's game, would have been used as a dual threat, you know, quarterback with packages, you know, that are in the game today that were not in the game back then. He would have definitely been a part of, you know, zone reads, just like Steve Young, you know, and some of the players. Marino would not have been. I don't know that there's like a perfect comp for Jaden. His explosiveness as a playmaker is all time. Like, it's up there with Vic, Lamar, Randall, Steve Young. The throwing ability isn't about great all-time arm strength. Mahomes has that, you know, in today's game. Rodgers had that. Marino, Elway, etc. But he's got really good arm strength and really good anticipation and touch. And then the competitive clutch gene factor, the clutch factor that you referred to, yeah, he's there with Elway. You know, he is there with Montana. I mean, we've seen it in college. We've seen it now in one season in the pros. There is nothing that rattles him. You know, the game's on the line. He is taking over and is totally comfortable in that spot. I don't know. I mean, You know, I don't know if any of these all-time great quarterbacks, and I'm not putting Jaden into the all-time great quarterback, you know, conversation yet. Of course I'm not. He's played 1 year. But the year was so special, and he did so many things at such an elite level that the comparisons were inevitably going to come. I do like the Elway comp. I'm pretty sure, Denver Dan, I've referenced John Elway. Elway is one of my all-time favorite quarterbacks and one of my all-time favorite football players, period. You know, in that era, I mean, I've talked a lot about how much I love Marino. I consider Marino to be in that conversation of the top five quarterbacks of all time. It doesn't matter to me that he didn't win a Super Bowl. You know, the quarterback position is so dependent. We're going to get to some of those conversations. I don't know if you guys heard what LeBron said yesterday on a podcast with Steve Nash, but I'm going to circle back to that at some point on the show. You know, judging players by championships, LeBron doesn't think that that should be the case, even though he was the guy that said, not five, not six, not seven, etc. We'll get to that. We'll get to LeBron's comments and talk about that in the bigger scope of, you know, all of sports. But Elway was definitely, you know, until Brady kept doing it over and over again until he was in his freaking mid-40s, I had Elway as my number one of all time. I did. And now it's much more about Brady and then talking about Elway, Manning, Marino, Rodgers. You know, very shortly, Mahomes is going to be a part of that conversation. And for those of you that saw, you know, Unitas play, I understand his greatness. I do. I can't tell you anything about Otto Graham, honestly. Save that for Lavero and company. But yeah, Elway, one of my all-time favorites, and he is an excellent comp for Jaden. Steve Young might be the best comp for, you know, Jaden in terms of that era. But it's not, you know, there's no perfect comp. You know, at this point, we hope that we are at the very beginning of a 10 to 15-year run where 15 years from now, God willing, we're having the conversation about young quarterbacks being compared to Jaden Daniels, which, you know, is in play after watching him for one season. All right. The Nats lost again last night. You know, we talked about this on Monday's show, that they had the worst team in baseball coming into Nats Park for four games. The Colorado Rockies were 14-57. I mean, they were on pace to have one of the worst seasons in Major League Baseball history. They are a brutally terrible team. And coming off the comments made by Dave Martinez over the weekend, it was, you know, kind of put him into a bind, you would think. In most baseball situations, okay, in most baseball situations, meaning New York, Boston, Chicago, L.A., where there is true large-scale passion, you know, where the airwaves every day are lit up with manager sucks, you know, Juan Soto stinks, ownership is terrible. Now, the ownership is terrible conversation would have been the prevalent conversation for a long period of time. And I think you can look at Davey's situation as we did with Chelsea James on the show. Tommy and I had a conversation about it on my podcast yesterday. You know, we had Andrew Golden on the show on Monday to talk about it. Look, you can make the case that Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez have not been given a fair shot, you know, at competing for a winning season, for a wild card berth. And you could look at what they've been given and the lack of spending, certainly in this offseason and the offseason before. And just a couple of weeks ago, they were two games under 500. You know, they were sitting there and we were talking about them having, you know, a season that could be described as overachieving. They weren't 30-32. They were actually 30-33. After the night where they beat Texas 2-0, the night that Patrick Corbin came in here and had a very good outing, went eight innings complete, and the Nats won it 2-0. But they were 30-33 at that point. And since then, they haven't won a game. They've lost 10 in a row. And then Davey made the comments about it's not about the coaches. It's never about the coaches. And that created, you know, the first real Nats drama of this season. Will he or won't he be the manager coming up here in a few days, you know, especially if they don't perform well against Colorado? And clearly they're not off to a good start. You know, I suggested, could he be out if they lost 3 of 4 to Colorado or got swept by Colorado? Well, they've lost the first two. You know, they play tonight and then they play, you know, a getaway game tomorrow at 105 at Nats Park against the Rockies. I mean, the Rockies had 7 home runs last night. They won 10-6. The Nats were scoring a lot of runs. Remember going back to that Seattle series, the Arizona series, they had four straight games in which they scored 9 or more runs. James Wood's a star, clearly, in the making. C.J. Abrams has had a year. Obviously, Mackenzie Gore has been lights out as a pitcher, but they have terrible bullpen. They don't have enough consistent hitting, and they're 30-43 now. And, you know, they are well on their way to having, you know, another losing season. They're a long way to go. We're not even at the halfway mark, but they're not going to be in contention, more likely than not, for a wild card team. They are in last place, tied for last place with Miami in the National League East, whereas just, you know, 2 weeks ago, they were in third place, a couple of games ahead of the Atlanta Braves. Things change in baseball, but this is a very interesting moment. You know, they don't owe Dave Martinez any money past this year. That's the way it was explained on Monday by Andrew Golden. You know, so we know that if they owed Davey Martinez another 2 to 3 years, they'd probably not fire him and pay him, you know, given that this year is not going to be a year in which the Nats are contending for anything anyway. Mike Rizzo makes a weekly appearance on The Junkies, and he was on last hour, and he said a couple of things about Davey's current situation. You're going to hear what he said when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and we're also on the Team980.com. And don't forget, this show is sponsored by the Team 980's YouTube page. Just open up, you know, the Team 980 YouTube page, hit the subscribe button. I'm live on YouTube from 10 to 1. Craig's on live from 4 to 7. Hit the subscribe and hit the like button for us. That's big. You'll hear what Mike Rizzo said about Dave Martinez when we come back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup last night. I watched a lot of that game. God, every single Florida Panthers game that I watched this year, it started with the Toronto series, and then I watched some of that Carolina series just to see how the Caps would have fared against Florida. And I think I said in the moment, I don't think they would have fared very well. They just looked every game that I watched them in, not start to finish, but enough of games, like easily the best team. But Chris Russell will help us sort out the Florida Panthers and what they're in the midst of. They were not the best team during the regular season, but they just won a second Stanley Cup. Chris will join us at 10:40. I will weigh in on the Caitlin Clark situation from last night. If you're not familiar with what happened last night, I'll explain it coming up here shortly. But the Nats lost again last night, 10-6 to Colorado. They gave up 7 home runs in the game to Colorado. For the Rockies, that tied a franchise best. They had 4 home runs in one inning, which also tied a franchise all-time best. How about 4 home runs in one inning, the 7th, as they stretched a 3-1 lead to 9-1. The Nats did get themselves, 4 runs in the 9th, but they were down 10-2 entering that inning. So, given Dave Martinez's comments after Saturday's loss to Miami, when he was asked about the lack of offensive production, and he said, look, trying to parse out reasons for it, blame for it, if you will. He said, well, it's not on the coaches. It's never the coaches. And that didn't go over well, as Andrew Golden from the Post told us on Monday. Chelsea James mentioned it yesterday with us. The players were not very happy about that. And, the timing of it was that they had lost after Sunday 8 games in a row, including 3 straight to a bad Miami team with Colorado coming to town. Colorado, as I mentioned, one of the worst teams we've ever seen in the first half of a Major League Baseball season. And they've come in for the, first 2 of 4 games with the Nats, and they've won the first 2. So in most situations, when you've got a manager that has not had a winning record since winning the World Series in 2019, but they have not had a winning record and a massively losing record since, in most places, that manager would have been in trouble a long time ago. In this situation, they've stuck with them, in part because, ownership isn't giving this team maybe the chance that they perhaps deserve this year with some young talent and an opportunity had they added a bit more to be a better team. Mike Rizzo, I think the best general manager in town for many, many years, although AP giving him a run for his money for sure. And look, the Caps have done a nice job too. Mike Rizzo comes on every Wednesday? I think it's today. He was on today with the Junkies, and I think he makes a weekly appearance with the Junkies. And the Junkies got after it with him. They asked him, about Davey's, situation. Here's what Mike Rizzo said.
When he made the comments about don't blaming the coaches, you got to look at the players. They got to play better. Did you agree with that when you heard that?
Yeah, here's my take on that. It's, Dave Martinez is as player-friendly managers I've ever had. He and Dusty Baker, to me, run the clubhouse like no one else I've ever had in my career. So when you talk about, one of the, player managers in the league, Davey's one of them. This guy does 500, 600 interviews a year. He does 2 a day, pregame, postgame, every time. And, he's flawless. But, he got caught in a frustrating, frustrating, angry, we were 6 or 7, 8 in a row at that time. And, uh, and got caught in a frustrated moment and kind of lashed out. And I think it was out of frustration. Here's my take on that situation. There's onus on the players, there's onus on the coaches, there's onus on the manager, and there's a great onus on the general manager to do a better job. We all got to look in the mirror. You lose 10 games in a row. You said at the beginning, it's hard to lose 10 games in a row. I've never lost 10 games in a row. I'm just my 43rd year in professional baseball. I've never lost 10 in a row. It's tough. But when tough times come, you have to deal with it. Davey's the same manager in the clubhouse when there's no cameras on him and there's no media in the room. He's the same guy. He was in the Marlins series as he was October 30th of 2019.
Right. So certainly that's the first time I've heard it. Doesn't seem like Davey's going anywhere. By the way, the first part of what he said, Tom yesterday with me, and Tom is very close to Mike Rizzo and a lot of people in that organization and covers the team very closely. The thing that he said to me yesterday is that Dave Martinez is one of the most player-friendly managers in the game and has been. Players love him. He never throws players under the bus. And what Mike Rizzo said there to start, you know, Davey is, you know, as player friendly a manager as there is. He does hundreds of interviews and he got caught in sort of a frustrating moment. I hear that. I think that that's completely true. There have been a lot of instances in where Dave Martinez has made major headlines. Yeah, I mean, my first reaction to hearing that for the first time is that Dave Martinez is not going anywhere. And maybe it's the right decision for him not to go anywhere. And look, Mike Rizzo and those guys live it every day. They know what kind of person he is. They know what the locker room feels like, and they can take the temperature. They know what the temperature is, whether or not, you know, guys are quitting on him or bailing on him. But I thought that first part of the comment was exactly what Lavero said to me yesterday. Tommy said, this is so out of character for him. He is as player-friendly a manager as there's been in the game. And to sort of, at least the perception was, and look, the words said as much, throw players under the bus. Tommy also suggested, look, he's also very protective of his coaches, of everybody on that managerial and coaching staff. And that was part of it as well. There was more, though, from Mike Rizzo. Here's the second soundbite, Max. This is the one that you slugged as Mike Rizzo on Davey's job security.
Even though you've lost 10, Davey's still your guy. You can't make a change. It's not going to. It's worthless.
Here's what I'll say about that. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh hasn't won a World Series since We Are Family. Colorado's never won a World Series. And Baltimore, Davey Johnson was the last guy who won a World Series with Baltimore. This guy is proven through trials and tribulations that he can handle a roster. He can handle a veteran-laden team, and he's developing at the big league level. My track record is I have fired managers in midseason. I have fired managers after season. I have fired coaches midseason. I have fired coaches after the season. We're all being evaluated. You know, we all got to look ourselves in the mirror. And we are at a point right now where we're moving forward with our development of these young kids. I think Davey still has the pulse of the clubhouse. He's a great clubhouse presence, and he's a calming presence. And I think that once we get through this thing and win a couple of games, which we will, that we can right the ship and continue progressing towards winning a championship, whenever that is. And I think that's where my feelings are right now.
Going all the way back to 79, the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, they haven't won a World Series since, and Dave Martinez won a World Series in his second season in Washington. And at that point, they had gone 82-80 in year one, 93-69 in year two, and won the World Series, beating the Astros in seven games without one win at home for either team in the series. Since then, it's been a disaster. 26-34. Look, the COVID year, no organization in sports got as unlucky as Washington did with COVID. Following the first World Series in almost 100 years, you had a franchise that would have benefited significantly in terms of new revenue, incremental revenue opportunities, corporate sponsors, tickets sold, you know, merchandise, etc. And there was a 60-game season that got started late. They couldn't even celebrate. We couldn't celebrate this team in proper fashion. Not to mention that their owners are, you know, real estate, commercial real estate guys, and that was getting obliterated at the same time. And since, look, they finished, since the World Series, they finished in last place three times and in fourth place, next to last, twice. And this year, you know, very much looking like another season in which they are going to finish either fourth or dead last, fifth in the National League East. But Mike Rizzo, to his credit, like, he has fired, you know, in season. He has made changes. And they understand where that locker room is. They also probably understand you need a solution before you start shooting people. You know, that's in life in every, you know, situation, unless it's really bad and you can't do any, you know, harm by making a switch. But from what I've been told, they don't have an obvious replacement on staff. And because he's in the final year of his deal, they can address this at the end of the season. They're not going to be a wild card team this year. They're in the player development mode. And if Dave Martinez is good at that and isn't as good as, you know, managing a bullpen as he is in the development of young players like James Wood and Dylan Cruz, etc., you know, what's the point, especially if you don't have a solution? There was one more, I think, Mike Rizzo on ownership pressure. Here's what he said.
Their approach to the 10-game winning streak is they're very happy about it. You know, they're extremely excited about it. No, we're all very frustrated with it. We're all concerned with it, and you know, we have to play better. And we work as, you know, everything we do here is a team. I'm responsible for everything that goes on in baseball. The good and the bad and the 10-game losing streak, that's my team that I put out there, and I take responsibility for the successes and the failures of this franchise, and I think that's what leaders do, and I will continue to do that, and we will continue to strive for to put the best product on the field that the DC people could be proud of.
Mike Rizzo from the Junkies last hour. Look, they've got two more with Colorado to try to break this 10-game losing skid. And then they go out west. Three against the Dodgers, three against the Padres, then three against the Angels, which is the weak spot of the schedule between now and the All-Star break, because after the Angels, they come home and they face the first-place Tigers, they face Boston, St. Louis, and Milwaukee on the road. I mean, brutal, brutal stretch schedule-wise coming up for the Nationals after these two games against Colorado. I mean, it could get very, very ugly. And could get to that point in which no matter what you think is best, you know, in the moment for the organization, you know, you don't have an obvious solution, it can't get any worse, we're okay, he's still well-liked, etc. You do get to that point where, let's just say, if the losing streak, you know, got to 15 or 18, where optically you have a customer base that's going to wonder if you're asleep at the wheel if you don't do something. So it certainly sounds like there isn't going to be anything happening with respect to Davey Martinez's job in the short term, no matter what happens. You look at their schedule between now and the All-Star break, it is brutal. And they could end up, you know, in a different, you know, situation a week, week and a half from now, if that losing skid is 15 or 16 or 17 games, or something like 16 out of 17, or 17 out of 19, or something like that, if it got to that point. All right, Chris Russell is going to join us next. The Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup title last night, and that's two in a row for them. How good are they? Is this a dynasty? Can we refer to it as such in a sport where there have been dynasties, and yet it seems like the results are so random? Those two things are in conflict for sure. We'll get to that next.
All right, as you just heard, the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions with a dominant win to close out the series, winning 5-1. Sam Bennett wins the Conn Smythe after leading the league in playoff goals with 15. Tyrese Haliburton has undergone an MRI for a right calf strain to determine the severity of his injury. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle says they are prepared to play with or without him. The Nats, they dropped 10 in a row after getting blown out by the Rockies 10-6. The Nats gave up 7 home runs, 4 of those come in the 7th inning. The Nats get going against the Rockies tonight at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Knowing that you could win the Stanley Cup?
I think you asked me that 4 times last year.
Yeah. Paul Maurice, the head coach of the Florida Panthers, they had a 3-0 lead last year in the Stanley Cup Finals against Edmonton, but needed 7 games to win. He was asked, how does it feel to wake up knowing you can win the cup? Well, you asked me that 4 times last year. Well, they asked him it yesterday, and they got it done last night in 6 games, beating Edmonton and Connor McDavid 4-2. Joining me right now to talk some hockey and maybe a little bit more is my guy Chris Russell, who is on from 1 to 4 following this show on the Team 980. Of course, you can follow him on X at WrestleMania621. So this is your thing. You love this sport, and I am very much sort of on the periphery and jump in, you know, during the postseason and pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. For a sport that has so much randomness to the outcome, man, it is a sport that produces a lot of dynastic runs. Is this a dynastic run that Florida's in the midst of?
Very well could be. I mean, obviously 2 in a row, and they made the finals the year before that, right? So,
right.
Or the final, should say, before that. What Bill Zito, the general manager, and what Paul Maurice and that ownership group have done to turn that situation around. Kev, it wasn't too long ago. It was like 7,000 people in that arena. I mean, it just wasn't that long ago. And they have completely, of course, revolutionized that entire franchise, that entire organization, and now it's been validated. And Paul Maurice was such a perfect fit. You know, they could go on a longer run. The thing that I would caution, as you point out, right, the Penguins, when they were going for 3 in a row against the Capitals in 2018, one of the reasons why I picked the Capitals in that second round series against the Penguins is too much hockey. You play too much to get to the Stanley Cup final and to win it or fall short, and it catches up to you after an 2-game regular season and 3 rounds of the playoffs sometimes, or even less, and your body just can't handle it, along with the attrition of the salary cap. Now, the good news is for the Florida Panthers, the salary cap's going up. They're going to have to deal with guys like Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett and guys like that and take care of them, and maybe they'll get them all back. Maybe they won't. We'll see. But they do have a lot of their core still under contract and still remaining, and I guess it was, you know, it was a little bit of a difficult path, but it wasn't like, oh my goodness, they had to just grind every step of the way.
I mean, they did go 7 with Toronto in that second round. By the way, you mentioned something, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you go back to, you know, the Islanders, your team of the 80s, the Edmonton teams, they didn't have to play as many playoff games to win a Stanley Cup, right? Weren't some of those early series very short best of fives?
Yes. I think...
I think they were
the exact year that they changed that, but the first round, kind of like how it used to be in the NBA, right? It used to be a best of 5 in the first round, right?
Best of 3.
If I'm remembering that correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So certainly that was part of it. You know, I would say this. This, when I watch the Florida Panthers, and this is going to come off as me being a jerk, I just see players that are not so much better than what we see on the Capitals or other teams,
but
the Toronto Maple Leafs as well, but players that elevate their game, a special extra notch that we don't see with the Capitals a lot of the time, that we don't see with the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have just as much talent in some cases. There are differences. I'm not suggesting that everybody is even talented across the board, but we just don't see it. And even a team like the Carolina Hurricanes, which super elevated their game against the Capitals, they had nothing much left in the tank when they ran into the Florida Panthers. So, yeah, the game is weird. As you mentioned, there is certainly some randomness. Now, I think there's randomness to a lot of sports, right? We've seen teams, wild card teams, make Super Bowl runs. We've seen wild card teams win in Major League Baseball all the time. There is randomness to every sport, but certainly there is randomness to this sport as well.
Yeah, you know, I tend to watch, I don't watch much during the regular season, but I watch a lot of the playoff games, especially when they're close. It's very electric and exciting when you get, look, the first, you know, we had 3 overtime games in these Stanley Cup finals that were thrilling. Oh. Every time I watch, though, Chris, you know, from the Caps being eliminated on their series against Carolina, their series against Edmonton, there were times where they just looked overwhelmingly dominant. And they weren't that during the regular season, right? They were, you know, they played a better Tampa Bay team record-wise, a better Toronto team record-wise to get there. But were they, like, it seemed to me at times, like even last night, just overwhelmingly dominant with ice tilted and too many shot attempts. And they just seemed like they were the much better team, even though Edmonton did win too.
So I'll give you something. I went to a Caps Florida Panthers game at Capital One Arena. I want to say mid-March-ish. I remember watching the St. John's Arkansas game on my phone. So it had to be what? The first weekend of the NCAA tournament, mid-March. And Vitek Vanacek, who used to be a goaltender here, was in the pipe. So that's, you know, one thing that you just note, okay, it's not Sergei Bobrovsky. And they did not have Matthew Tkachuk. He was already injured. And Brad Marchand was injured despite them acquiring him at the deadline. And that's kind of the, and they gave up six goals, Kev, in the first 25 minutes of the game. The Capitals just an onslaught. But that was such a different Panthers team mid-March to what we started seeing in mid-April. And even in that Toronto series, they were down 2-0 in Toronto, and they bounced back and whatnot. But part of it is because, or a lot of it is because, they got Tkachuk back and they got Marchand healthy along with the rest of the core of their team. Guys like Alexander Barkov, their captain, who got the Stanley Cup last night. I got to be honest with you. I watch all these games. I can't watch every single second of them, but I don't remember him being like a huge factor. And yet he's their captain and he's their best two-way forward. I mean, they're stacked. And when they got healthy, and Tkachuk, after the game last night, I don't know if you saw this interview, I think it was with Darren Pang, but he was talking about how literally he had no expectation that he was going to be able to play after the Four Nations face-off tournament. None. He tore the abductor off his off the bone. I mean, to make that kind of comeback, to play the way he did in this grind, and he said he got better and better as the playoffs went along, just amazing. Just amazing what they built there, and they've been aggressive in fortifying it.
By the way, he took a cheap shot from that guy, Kane, number 91,
two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Kane get into the handshake line?
I did not see him. I was
looking. I don't think he did.
I did not see him, and that is pretty low class. If we know hockey's a weird sport and a physical sport and a chippy sport. Like, be a man. Evander Kane has always been a very, very questionable, shady character. He has gotten into some trouble off the ice in his personal relationships. He's always been a good player. I'm not suggesting that. But to take the one slash, okay, whatever. To follow him around the ice, Tkachuk, and to slash him again, absolutely uncalled for. And again, I did not see him. I was looking for him in the handshake.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think we heard who was on the call. Kenny Albert,
I think he picked up
on it. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, and we're talking, of course, to Chris Russell. I wanted to ask you about Connor McDavid. Mm-hmm. You know, a player that many believe is the best in the game and has been for several years.
Yep.
I heard some of the conversation after the game, post game last night, watching some of it on ESPN, that he has 1 year left on his deal in Edmonton, and that it's very possible they could deal him at the end, that, you know, in this off season, that he may want to go somewhere else where he's got a better chance to win it all. So it's a two-part question. One, do you knock him down historically because he hasn't won a cup? And then two, do you think it's possible that he wants to leave Edmonton?
I have to hold him in a different regard than certainly Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, some of the great players. And again, not every player that wins a cup or even leads a cup winning team is a great, great all-time player. Connor McDavid is. But I have to hold him in a different regard than I hold Sidney Crosby or Alex Ovechkin or players of that ilk, right? I just have to. Even though they've made the finals 2 years in a row. And that is to his credit, and that is to his leadership. So yes, I do have to put him in a little bit of a different category, at least for now. Do I think they could trade him? Yeah, I think that's possible. Just from the standpoint of, you know, if you look at it, what is a year, Max might know, year 9, year 10, somewhere in that range. I assume he's going to want...
He just finished his eighth season.
Okay, year eight.
Seventh season.
Okay. All right, so a little bit less than I thought. I thought year nine. Okay. He could still command a 9 or 10 year contract easily, right? And if you're Edmonton, you've already paid Leon Draisaitl big time money. Not that you can't figure it out with, again, the cap going up, but that is a lot to invest in two guys that have led you to this point, and you have a clear weakness in goal, and you need to fortify that. I could see a trade if the right situation comes along. However, that being said, if you're the Edmonton Oilers and you trade away Connor McDavid, are you going to make the mistake that you did, quite honestly, 30 years ago or 30 whatever years ago when you traded Wayne Gretzky to the Los Angeles Kings and you watched Wayne Gretzky? You won another Stanley Cup with Mark Messier as your leader, but you had Messier. Draisaitl is not a Messier type leader, in my opinion. So to me, I would assume they're going to work hard on a long-term contract extension. You probably don't see a trade this summer. If you get to the trade deadline or near the trade deadline and Edmonton's struggling next year, then I think you can see it kind of like what happened with, and this is in the Wayback Machine, Ray Bourque, and different situation, when he went from Boston to Colorado and then won a championship in his first year in Colorado after spending his entire career in Boston. Again, a different situation, different player, different position, all that stuff. But I see it more before the trade deadline as opposed to this summer.
He just finished his 10th season. I was looking at his most recent contract, which was a seven-year contract.
Okay.
Yeah, you were much closer. Just finished his 10th season, even though he is 28 years old.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I recognize just by watching him in the postseason the last few years how great he is.
Yeah.
Hockey seems to me to be a very dependent sport. And yet, you know, whether it was Gretzky or Lemieux or Crosby, you have these dynastic runs led by all-time great players, and he hasn't even gotten one yet.
Yeah, and getting so close is the argument for, wait, why would you break that up? He's that close. Game 7 last year, even though they were down 3-0, as you mentioned, with Paul Maurice coming back there, and then losing in 6 this year. Again, there's no embarrassment in losing this series. Here's the bigger problem. I guess if you're the Oilers, am I going to pay this guy, you know, whatever it takes, $18 million a year, $20 million a year, whatever the number is, over an average annual value, even though the cap's going up, when he scored one goal in this series?
Yeah. All right. I'm assuming that you don't think the Caps would have had any chance against Florida had they beaten Carolina.
I am not like most other Caps fans who said, well, just because they matched up really well in the regular season, they would have gone toe-to-toe with Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I think they would have fared probably better, slightly better, than they did against Carolina. I do not think they would have won that series. And part of it is, again, Bobrovsky, just so steady and so consistent. And when you talk about the depth that Florida has, again, guys that don't even get, even in the hockey community, don't get a lot of love, don't get a lot of shine, because they have so many guys like Sam freaking Bennett scoring, and Carter Verhaeghe, who's killed everybody in the in postseasons in the past, including the Caps. Guys like that didn't even really shine in this run, and they still won a Stanley Cup.
What's the level of care for Florida in South Florida for them winning this cup?
I think the level of care is clearly more than the Marlins. I think it's probably now back-to-back Stanley Cup titles, probably on par with the Heat, if not bigger than the Heat.
Really?
I think so. I mean, it's probably a different audience and a different, because where Sunrise is compared to where, you know, the Miami Arena is, it's a different experience. It's a different world. It's clearly not the Dolphins, but listen, you win anywhere, right? Think about this. Florida, Tampa Bay. Nobody thought Tampa Bay would be successful.
I mean, we're talking about more Florida, Vegas, and Tampa, I think have 5 of the last 6 cups.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Colorado won in between all that, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, and Tampa made it to the Stanley Cup final that third year in a row and ran out of gas and lost to Colorado, right? Mm-hmm. Florida has now been there 3 years in a row, lost the first one, won the last two. So, you know, you got to kind of wonder what the future holds, especially if they don't get Marchand back, so on and so forth. But yeah, Florida, the state, which may be one of the dumbest states in all the land, and I say that because
it's actually a great place to live from a tax standpoint.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, a lot of athletes like playing in Florida. I can imagine that. I mean, seeing Tampa and Florida's running, and I've got friends that live in Tampa, and they said that the Lightning are huge,
huge
in Tampa, much bigger in Tampa than the Panthers are in South Florida.
I agree. And Florida is a little more fickle in terms of its fandom, even with the Heat.
Even with the Dolphins. I mean, you know, you could make the case that the Canes, when they're really good, that might actually be the thing they're most passionate about.
Absolutely.
But beyond that, you know, I think about hockey players, most of whom grew up in cold weather climes. Mm-hmm. It must be pretty nice to play and live in South Florida, no taxes, warm weather, you're playing golf on your days off.
Not bad.
I would imagine that Florida and Tampa are really good free agent draws for players.
Absolutely.
Am I wrong?
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Absolutely. And you know, obviously Vegas is too. And you know, it's no longer, I want to live in Chicago and play with Connor Bedard, or certainly not.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, in Edmonton or Winnipeg or even Montreal or even Toronto. I mean, you want to play in these tropical-ish places that have become hockey hotbeds. Now, I would agree with you. Tampa is probably more of a stalwart, if you will, than South Florida. But you win two Stanley Cups, you get there 3 years in a row, you're going to build an entire army of young fans and young men and young women, too, that are going to come to these games because we know hockey, how entertaining it is in person. But then when you're winning constantly, it is the thing to do, period.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, I love the coach. I love his interviews.
Oh, he's so great.
He's a sharp, quick-witted dude. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Spencer
Appreciate
Carberry's
it.
Spencer Carberry's awesome, but Paul Maurice is great.
All right,
thanks,
I'll talk
Kev.
To you later.
Appreciate you.
All right, Chris Russell back at 1 to 4 every day right here on the Team 980. LeBron James said something yesterday on a podcast with Steve Nash. I want you to hear it because I think we can get into a larger conversation about what he said in regards to the worth of championships in the evaluation of players. That's next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.